Most Americans fear winding up in a nursing home. They've heard about poor care, overworked staff, even aides who abuse residents. But a group of nursing homes in Wisconsin is trying to change that. They found some unexpected leaders to show the way. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Good Shepherd seems different than most nursing homes. For one thing, it's quiet. You don't hear call bells or the cries of unattended patients. What you do hear is the sound of birds from the glass aviary that sits in the lobby. And the greeting nurse aide Mary Jo Westfall gives a resident in the hall.
How's it going, Lloyd? You're going home today, is it? Good for you. Got your hair cut and everything just for that.
Yeah.
You look spiffy.
My favorite brand.
Straight off the top. Huh?
GI flat top. Ordering for years.
Good aides make good nursing homes. It's the nurse aide who does about 90% of the hands-on care for residents. It's hard work for low pay, and usually aides get little respect. And that's the biggest difference at Good Shepherd. Here, the lowliest workers, aides like Westfall, have a lot of say about how things get done. It wasn't always that way. At this nursing home, located in a small farm town, the turnover rate for aides was running at 110% a year. That's typical for a nursing home. Just a few weeks after Westfall started work here, the director called a meeting. She said the facility was losing money. It was in danger of shutting down.
I thought, well, this is great. I just switched jobs. We're broke and she doesn't want to go under.
But then the director said something that really caught Westfall's attention.
She said, what can we do to make people want to bring their families into the nursing home? Like a new and improved item. And I thought, well, this is kind of catchy.
Today, Good Shepherd's turnover rate for AIDS is down to just 17%. And there's a waiting list to work here, even though the pay is still low. What Good Shepherd did was to join with 10 other nursing homes. They called themselves Wellspring, and they shared resources, data, and ideas. Together, they made big improvements in care at no additional cost. A new study by the Commonwealth Fund says the biggest gains came from giving power to nurse aides. Usually, being a CNA, a certified nurse assistant, is a dead-end job. To be taken seriously, an aide is expected to go to school and become a nurse. But that never appealed to Westfall.
I think a lot of the CNAs are more people person, that they do think of the residents as their grandmas and their grandpas. You have to feed them and make sure their toileting needs are done, dress them, sit with them, help them to eat. Sometimes you just have to be a friend and visit with them, where I don't think the nurse has that much amount of time.
Because aides do all those things, they know the residents best. And often they have the best ideas for care. That's clear just walking around Good Shepherd with Westfall.
This is our black hole for our wanderers. And beyond these two doors is where our boiler room is, the washer and dryer, some of the more hazard things.
The wanderers she's talking about have Alzheimer's disease. To control where they go, nursing homes often put alarms on doors. But alarms go off, they're noisy, and an aide has to go get the person who set it off. Westfall had a better solution, thanks to special training. The Wellspring nursing homes do extra training for all staff. At one session, Westfall heard a speaker say that for people with dementia, a patch of black on the floor can fool their eyes. It will look like an open pit.
So by having this black spot, when residents get this close, they think it is a black hole and will stop and turn around.
Westfall and some other aides told the janitor to paint the floor. It worked. But they hadn't bothered to ask anyone if it was all right. And when the administrator, Mary Ann Kehoe, saw it...
To be honest, my first reaction was, what did they do to my floor?
But it was Kehoe who encouraged aides to solve problems. So she soon realized that things were changing for the better. And it was the nurse aides who were leading the way.
They identified a challenge. They identified a solution to that challenge. They implemented the approach that would fix it. They solved their problem, and the CEO knew nothing about it. And I don't need to know anything about it today. They're the ones that make the difference in our residents' lives. They know how to critically think about information, and they just change things.
At Good Shepherd, there are many signs of changes suggested by aides, janitors, and laundry workers. And they add up. The better layout of grab bars in the bathrooms, or the chest of drawers in the lobby. Residents with Alzheimer's used to go into other people's rooms and take their clothes. So aides bought a second-hand set of drawers and filled it with items that wouldn't be missed.
Okay. Did we have perambulating?
No, we had not the last.
Aides are assigned, along with nurses, to care teams. On this day, one nurse and three aides sit around a long table in a conference room. They're worried about a woman who just came back from the hospital.
Her personality has also changed. You know, to go in and we tried to take a blood pressure today. She took that blood pressure, threw it across the right across the floor. Get out of here. She's not been going to lunch. She doesn't want to get out of bed to go eat lunch.
I think that this is hitting her hard from a psychological standpoint to be more dependent on our staff. She was prided herself on being fairly independent previous to her hospitalization. So this is hard on her. We're going to have to kind of keep an eye on her mood status.
At Good Shepherd, aides really know the residents. That's easier when staff turnover is low, and because now aides get assigned to work with the same residents every day. A resident's depression might seem an obvious thing to notice, but Administrator Marianne Kehoe knows it's easy to miss. It happened with her own mother, who lived here before things changed.
She actually came here for rehabilitation and became so depressed and withdrawn that she just gave up. Today, if she had entered this facility, I could be assured that Mary Jo was there to meet her before, that she would have a depression assessment done immediately or shortly thereafter. Even as a daughter, it took me a little bit of time to figure out what was going on. The staff that were with her 24 hours a day today would have picked that up.
Kehoe says Good Shepherd is still losing money, but not as much. Even so, the Wellspring model has worked so well that now other nursing homes want to buy it. But making this model work is not easy. Among the original 11 Wellspring homes in Wisconsin, some made more changes and had better results than others. And the homes had some advantages. They're nonprofit facilities and only one is unionized. That makes it easier for them to change. Still, Kehoe thinks the methods they developed can succeed anywhere and make nursing homes not just better places to work, but better places to live. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Seymour, Wisconsin.
The Commonwealth Fund report on the Wellspring model, other recent NPR reports on nursing home care, and more information about the topic can be found on the website npr.org.